Gus talked about making these days count instead of counting them down. I mean, it's the middle of June. It's hot out there. Can you just talk about the focus of this locker room and how you as an elder statesman in here make it all happen? Elder, in quotes.
Nah, I mean, I don't know, man. It's hard to pinpoint one thing. All we worry about is getting better. That's the only thing we worry about because that's all we can control is getting better. If we're not getting better, we're getting worse. We came in here today, obviously, off of a long weekend. And that's one of the things that Gus talked about in our meeting, to not let that weekend continue on into this Monday and go out there and give all you got. And that's what we did today. We went out there, gave all we got, competed, even though it was almost 100 degrees or whatever it was. It was like we were out there, nobody was complaining, and just getting things done, getting better.
What do you need to get better at? I mean, what are you, a guy who's been around, been to the Pro Bowl, had 10 touchdowns, what are you working on?
It might sound cliche, but I'm working on everything. As you know, one of my focuses and my main focus is just getting better and being a complete tight end. So to be a complete tight end, that means every facet of my game, whether it's pass blocking, run blocking, my routes, catching the ball at the highest point, picking up protection. It doesn't matter. Like, I have to make sure that I'm clicking on all cylinders, so I make sure that I give us the best chance to perform on Sunday.
Gus singled out Chad for his focus, obviously with a rookie quarterback right in there, and he talked about how he's been single-minded of purpose. Have you been impressed with what you've seen from Chad? Any thoughts on how he's performed throughout the course of OTAs?
I've been impressed with him so far. I mean, I've been impressed since he's gotten here. Chad is always prepared like he was going to be the starter, way before, this year. And, obviously it's something good for him because he knows going into this year that he is our guy. And that's good for us as an offense, too, because we understand that, too. So we're out there just making sure we grow each and every day with each other and get familiar with this offense so that we're able to roll without no question come time to play.
You said familiar with the offense. Isn't that one of the byproducts of having a staff for two consecutive years, which you haven't? Now, halfway through the OTAs with mini camp left, what's the real value of having these guys here for 2 years?
Man, it's funny that you asked that because I was just talking to Marcus Pollard out there, and I was like, you know what? One of the most important things this year for me is being able to come in two consecutive years with the same coaches. Before Gus got here, it was three head coaches in 3 years. And from the outside, yeah, that may be, oh, he's making excuses, but that really matters. You know, that's a big thing when it comes to players being comfortable on an offense, understanding what they want from us, and vice versa. So it's been awesome. We're starting to, kind of try to take this thing to the next level. And, by the time comes September, we actually own this offense, and Jed and Gus don't have to say nothing to us.
What's it mean to have a guy like this make a couple of big catches out there?
It's awesome, man. We want to come out here and get better every day, and that's what we challenge ourselves in that tight end room. And so it was good to see him go out there. Obviously, he had surgery, I want to say in April, on his hernia. So for him to come in here and continue to get better and keep his head in, even though when he wasn't practicing, and it's my job to make sure his confidence is up and coach him up whenever I can so he can make plays like that.
Last thought, you look at the defense every day. You see him on tape, you line up. Who on the defensive side has your attention right now for the way they've played in OTAs?
Who doesn't have my attention? I mean, our defensive line is ridiculous. The secondary is playing great. Our linebackers are smart and tough, and they're hitting their gaps. I mean, Big Red is going to be a big addition to the run game. I'm excited to see that, and the more they get stops, the more we're on the ball, and we got opportunities to keep them off the field too. So I'm looking forward to it.
I think overall, I think he's referring to my knee. Health-wise, it's the best I've felt since I've been here. And I'm just excited about, what we have ahead of us as far as our defense and the atmosphere that the coaches are bringing in. I'm just excited about this upcoming season.
As much as the knee feels good, how good does it feel to be consistent for the first time, really, in a long time for you? It's the same defense, the same scheme.
Yeah, I think, what we built off last year, it's only going to get better. We got better depth, especially in our D-line room. That's what I'm most excited about, what each individual can bring to the team.
Some people might have thought, well, you might be a little bit threatened by the fact that they go and signed all of these guys and gave them big contracts. Doesn't appear that that's even entered your mind.
No. As soon as they brought in those guys, it was definitely an upgrade to our D-line. Just excited about how we're going to approach this season, keeping guys fresh rolling in. And I'm just excited to be a part of it.
Last thought, what can you guys, the big guys, get out of these OTAs? Because you're not in pads, and there's so much, you can't do a lot of the things that you guys do. What is it that you guys take away from this?
Well, it's definitely getting used to the heat. It's not that hot yet, but just being able to play football, because it's different training, running, and then when you play football, it's a different type of shape. So it helps us get in shape. It helps us build camaraderie with each other, and just so that we could gel together during season.
Yeah, it was by far, but you know, you never want to look at the past, whether it was great or whether it was bad. You know, football's a crazy game. You gotta, you know, just focus on the next play. So that's what I'm doing. I'm focusing on tomorrow's practice.
What's better, making a real good catch or getting a touchdown?
You said making a real good catch or getting a touchdown?
Yeah. I mean, those are two big things.
Oh, man.
Is one better than the other?
You know, I'm just happy to make plays no matter what it is. You know, just whatever I can do to help my team out. Well, you know, at the Senior Bowl, I was playing for the South team, so I got a good feel for Coach Gus and his staff and what kind of environment they had in his locker room. And once they called me, because I had a list in case I went undrafted, once Jacksonville called me, it was a no-brainer to come here. Well, I mean, you know, this is the NFL. These guys are the best in the world, so they wouldn't be here if they weren't. So, I look, you know, there's competition no matter where you go. But I just loved what they had going on here in the locker room. You know, it was kind of funny. My a lot of people that are close to me, they were kind of wondering why I was coming here. You know, because I had some calls from some other teams that were Super Bowl contenders last year, but. For me, I mean, this is the best situation for me. So I made my decision based on that.
How do you focus on tomorrow's practice after one like today? How do you take a good day
right.
and not focus on
You know, honestly, I've struggled with that early in my career in college with, you know, dwelling on a previous play, more so like if I had a bad play. But football is a game where, you know, you got to look forward to the next play. So, you know, I'm going to put this practice behind me. You know, I'm going to take – what I did wrong, learn from it, take what I did right and learn from it, and move on to tomorrow's practice and just, you know, try to come out here tomorrow and help the team again.